starting with Robert Westenberg. Bob is here from the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department to talk about their new production, which opens on the 25th and runs through the 29th, so just the one weekend. Let me go ahead and pull the mic up closer to you there.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Right. In Craig Hall Coger Theater. It is Amelie. And this is a new musical.
This is a new musical. It was a film. It was a French film. I'm trying to remember when it came out. 2001, I believe it came out. And it was a very, very popular film and nominated for Academy Awards. I think it's the biggest, largest grossing French film in history, actually.
Okay.
An international success. And it was translated into a musical by Nathan Tyson, was a lyricist who was an MSU alum, class of 1998. I think it was the first graduating class from the musical theater department at MSU. Daniel Messé wrote the lyrics, co-wrote the lyrics with Nathan and the music,
right.
And with a book by Craig Lucas. And that opened about a year and a half ago.
So how did this come into your purview as far as doing a production here?
Well, we were in New York when it was previewing and for our annual showcase. And so I saw the production then in preview.
Yeah.
And it ran for, I think, about 4 to 6 weeks. I'm not sure what the total run was. Anyway, the next year, we went to the showcase in New York again, and Nathan pulled me aside. He was actually performing at our showcase. He's a great guy, and he made the suggestion of doing Amelie, like the first amateur production of Amelie worldwide, because the professional rights were running out, and they were being released to amateur productions.
And obviously, there's the MSU connection.
And we have the MSU connection. So the more deeply I thought about it, and the more closely I looked at the play, I thought, what a wonderful show for a college casting pool, and what a wonderful opportunity to take advantage of its world premiere status. And so we fidgeted around with our already predetermined season and shoehorned Amelie in, and here we are opening it in a little less than a week.
Right. Now, this is a show that's full of whimsy and imagination.
It is. It's the film is utterly delightful. And you can see why it became an international success. But it's about a young woman who lives vividly in her imagination as a defense mechanism against an otherwise not particularly healthy upbringing.
Emotionally distant but overly protective parents.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right, and that has a profound effect on her ability to let people into her life. And so the story is about her progression to live a fuller life, to allow people into her life, and she decides that she wants to devote herself to good deed doing, and she becomes a good deed doer and starts spreading love and kindness around the world. And in the course of that action, she begins to find herself, and she finds the ability to actually allow people to love her as much as she loves them.
Such as someone who turns out to be what she thinks is a kindred spirit. Young man named Nino.
Yes. Nino is a kindred spirit. I say this affectionately, they're both oddballs. They both are eccentric personalities. And again, a very French sort of way.
Right.
They're very specific and quirky. And they run into each other by chance in the subway system of France. And they begin to have other chance encounters where they begin to become more and more aware of each other, and that develops into a full-blown infatuation and a pursuit. And eventually, well, I'm not going to tell you the ending, but it's a happy ending.
Happy ending.
Yeah.
Well, talk about the music.
Well, the music, it's absolutely stunningly gorgeous. And again, Nathan's lyrics, the way the lyrics fit with the music, it's incredibly integrated piece. It's unique. It has a pop sound. It has some rock in it. It has some French influence in it. It has a little bit of art song in it as well. But it has its own voice that is consummately unique and distinct for the piece. And I think absolutely right for the world of Amelie. Much of the show takes place in her imagination.
Right,
so
of
much
course.
Of the music is going to reflect that. And I think they succeeded brilliantly with that.
Now, the performances are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday, October 25th, 26th, 27th, and 29th. Those are all evening shows at 7:30 p.m.
And I
with
should
one
say,
with
I,
one matinee on yeah, well, yeah.
I should say, I'm sorry to interrupt, the Thursday show mm-hmm. is sold out right now.
Oh, is it already?
Right, yeah.
That was going to be part of the 2018 High School Theater Workshop.
That's
that was taking place.
Sold out.
Yeah, exactly. So the Thursday, October 25th is pretty much off the charts right now, but there will still be Friday, Saturday, and Monday at 7:30 p.m., October 26th, 27th, and 29th, and then Sunday the 28th, a matinee at 2:30 p.m., after which there will be a panel discussion.
Yes, we are being sponsored, and in fact, Nathan's visit to our campus a couple of weeks ago to help us with the production was funded by the campus ministry called Ecclesia.
Yes.
Who have been extremely generous with us in supporting this production, and we are going to have a panel discussion after the show on that day.
All right. Tickets range from $16 to $22, and they're available by calling the MSU TIX number, 836-7678, or MissouriStateTIX.com. Any age restrictions do you feel for audience or
no, there is some adult content in it, but it is appropriate for all ages. I've talked to several people with children and they've asked me that same question. I think it's absolutely okay. There's no strong language. There is a strobe light effect in it that people need to be aware of.
Okay,
but outside of that, I think we're absolutely safe.
Amélie, based on the 2001 French motion picture and with a great connection to Missouri State University with the lyrics and the book, and it runs, well, it does open on Thursday the 25th, but that's already sold out, but it will run the 26th through the 29th in Craig Hall Coger Theater, 836-7678 or MissouriStateTix.com.
Mm-hmm.
Does that cover everything?
I think it does, Randy. Thank you so much for having me on the
show. That is Bob Westenberg from the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department introducing a musical that you've never seen before, I'm sure.
Yeah, amateur world premiere. So I'm pretty sure that nobody in this area, unless they've gone to New York and
right.
caught it in that very brief run, has seen the show.
There
and
you
it's
go.
Well worth coming to see.
All right. Mm-hmm. So the world amateur premiere of Amélie. So that's next weekend here on the MSU campus. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Randy.